Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with a woman who just told me not to make her laugh because then she'll have to pee. Say hi, that person.
Hello.
Yeah, that's my mom. So welcome to today's episode. Inbar Haran, dog, you can't have a squeaker while I'm podcasting. That is illegal maneuvering. But Inbar Haran, I hope I'm saying your name right, let me know that it's Fresh Breath Day, and she thought it would go along with your obsession with Altoids. So I thought that was cute. And yes, my mom does have her Altoids today.
Yes, I do.
She popped two in her mouth before we started filming. Or recording. What is this?
Recording.
It's recording. So yeah. So the first bit of news today is, well, this has been news, but now people are like starting to really be upset about it. YouTube's deleting thumbnails. You know how like I'll make a thumbnail, they just delete it and just put some random still shot from your video in it, which doesn't make any sense because we work to do those. And they're like, well, we're just seeing if people will click on your videos without you putting the thumbnail there. And we're like, does YouTube think that we're making these thumbnails and making it so people don't want to watch our videos?
And my question is, are they their own thumbnails or are they a snippet from your...
They're a snippet from our videos.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a screenshot. It's like a still. But like Colleen's the other day, hers was reacting to some video as Miranda, but it took a screenshot of when like the ad was playing.
Yeah.
And so it had nothing to do with her title or what the video was actually about. Because, you know, sometimes you do little snippets in between... And so it could, the snippet they take could look absolutely nothing like what your video is actually about.
Yeah.
And it's just stupid. Like, I don't know what YouTube thinks they're going to accomplish with this.
I don't know. Control. I don't know.
Yeah. They just keep making changes that ruin it for YouTubers. And people, like, obviously we should be mad and vocal about it, but it's not going to change anything. YouTube has never listened to us in the existence of ever. No. They keep making changes that are worse for us and they just deny it, or they're like, it's just a test.
I'm but like, then they don't change it back.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's just a test that is permanent? Like, I don't understand. So that's really annoying. There's nothing we can really do. It happens to some people, not others. Only some people can see it. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's
only
really
some people can see it?
Yeah, they're trying it out on some people, some viewers.
Oh.
So some people have seen my videos, my thumbnails, and some haven't seen my thumbnails. It has nothing. It's not doing it to me. It's doing it to the viewer.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, sometimes you put things that... I don't know. Like, you put stuff in the title, but sometimes your title doesn't fit. Like, I did a summer DIY clothing hack, and I put no sew in the thumbnail because it was a no sew. But putting no sew in the title would have made the title too long. Yeah. So you put it in the thumbnail. There's just reasonings for things. And I think maybe a lot of it is they're trying to crack down on, like, clickbait or, like, suggestive thumbnails.
Well,
but I don't know. I think the whole thing is mean.
Well, isn't clickbait also the title?
Yeah, so. But like you could have a suggestive thumbnail, but it's not actually a suggestive video.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, but
right.
I'm thinking maybe that's why they're doing it, but I don't agree with it. And I think it's stupid. I mean, we work hard to get people to click on our things. My mom just ran and got a piece of paper. Oh, you're fanning yourself. She like ran over the piano and grabbed a song sheet. You have a fan on you.
We just took a long walk, Rachel. It's still sweating.
It is 77 degrees and she's sweating.
Look at it's 80 in the living room.
Oh, 3 degrees more. Oh my goodness.
Stop it.
Sorry. My mom's in a place where it doesn't ever get above 90 and I'm in a place that doesn't ever get below 90. So... I think it's cold here. Non-YouTube related. So Mom, LeBron James, you know, he's a basketball player. Yes. Just transferred to the Lakers. Very excited about it. But did you know that he started a school that basically he takes struggling kids that are like doing really bad from bad place in life at schools and puts them in this really great school with like all this free stuff. And it's like, and then once you graduate from there, he's paying for your college basically.
Wow.
So it's like he built an amazing school, mm-hmm. and I think it's 300 kids a year can go to it, and he's guaranteed them like the best education and great opportunities the rest of their life. So he created the school, and everyone thinks it's great. And then Trump decided to tweet insult him, saying he was an idiot and he liked Michael Jordan better. To which Michael Jordan responded and said that he supports LeBron James and he's doing an amazing job for his community. I just, why would the president of the United States insult someone who just created an amazing educational program?
Yeah.
Like, no one can fight education. It's education. Like, no one can be like, no, we want our people stupider. I mean, I guess the president might, if you want people to just stupidly follow you. But I don't think there's a single soul out there. Like, his rivals in basketball were tweeting him, like, great job, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine someone being like, he's stupid.
That's a bad thing.
He's stupid, you know?
Yeah.
It's doesn't matter what side you're on of anything. Someone built a school for kids who need it. Like, how is that?
Trump sounds like a little kid going, I like this guy better than you.
Yeah.
It's like, that's stop.
But then apparently Melania Trump put out a statement that she supports LeBron James and she's excited to visit the school. So I just don't know what's happening. I just don't get it. I think the school's a cool idea. I read up on it. It's really great. I think it's a good, I mean, he is giving back to his community. He's doing great things with his money.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Like, he's one of those people that has a lot of money.
And he's doing something useful with it. Yeah.
So that's that. I just don't understand why. He does sound like a little kid being like, well, my favorite basketball player isn't you. So you suck. You stink. Like, I mean, I have basketball players that aren't my favorite because they're on my rival teams. But if they did something great, like, I'm not a fan of Steph Curry on the court. Off the court, I think he's a phenomenal human being.
Right.
But on the court, I'm like, boo, you suck. Even though he's like one of the greatest. So I'm like, boo. But him and his whole team do great things off the court. So I think you just have, if you have an ounce of intelligence, you can separate the two.
Yes.
And, but you know, the president doesn't have that. All right, so on Twitter, I saw people divulging their most deeply held unpopular opinions. Some guy tweeted out that he wanted people to do it. I saw two that I thought were hilarious and that I agreed with. Some dude named Nick says, concerts suck.
You know what?
They do.
They do. I don't like being in crowds of, like, massive crowds and screaming in my ear. Yeah. Gosh, I sound like such an old fuddy-duddy. And
I have only enjoyed, so my first concert was Aaron Carter. Mm-hmm. It was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay.
And which is outside. I could barely see anything.
Right.
It was super lame. I mean, so it was like a cool experience, I guess. I don't know. And then I went to a Modest Mouse concert, which is a old rock band, not rock, just lame rock.
Yeah.
That I doubt anyone knows them. And that was also pretty lame and stuffy. It was, like, in an auditorium, and it was just not fun. And, like, if you go to a concert where you don't really know the band that well or the singer or the whatever, it's not fun.
Right.
The only concert I've truly enjoyed was Miley Cyrus, and it's because I was, like...
Oh, cool.
And Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. But both is because I was right next to the stage, and they're both great performers.
Right.
Like, it was... But anything below those standards... is terrible. Like, I had a friend be like, come to this concert with me. And I was like, I don't know that group. And it was a group of these, I think it's three sisters, and I'm sure they're great. And it was these three sisters, and they're like a rock band or whatever. And I went, and I didn't know a single song. So, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, I can't sing along. And
that's like in church when they did the praise music and you don't know the words.
Yes!
You're just like, what do I do?
Exactly.
I don't know the words. They're not on the screen.
If you go see your favorites, your absolute favorites,
you know,
and
the
you're
words.
Next to the stage and you can sing your heart out to every single song, like I did with Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears, then it's fun. But, like, you know, there's like concerts in the park or like music festivals. I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just people, they're sweaty, and I just don't like it. So, I mean, that's my opinion on concerts, and I agree with this Nick guy. Another person named Flock of Seagulls says, fireworks are lame.
No, they are not.
I agree with this kind of.
Okay, let's hear yours.
I think they're overdone. As a kid, I thought they were the coolest things in the world.
Wait, what fireworks are we talking about? We're talking about the big ones that blow up in the sky that the city puts on, or are you talking about the little bucket rattle?
Well, the bucket rattles are lame too. I think the awe is gone for me.
Ah, okay.
Like, I like going down to the 4th of July fireworks on the beach and, you know, they're right above my head. It's a fun experience. I don't think it's really about the fireworks themselves. I think it's just, like, the whole family
laying in the sand.
Yeah. And, like, when the Disneyland fireworks, I'm like, okay, there they are.
True.
Did I get a picture? No, they're all blurry.
It's timed with the music if you're close enough.
It's just...
I like fireworks.
Okay, you can. This is an unpopular opinion. I'm not fighting anyone who likes the thing because clearly that's the more popular opinion. But I just think they're a little overrated.
Oh, well, okay.
So that's all. So I went on and I asked our listeners what their unpopular opinions were. And a lot of people were just food related.
Really?
Because everyone's tongue is different. Everyone's taste buds are different. True. So it's just who's louder is the right one with the food. But there were I found a mix. A lot of them have to do with food. But Graham thinks it should be mandatory in the United States for everyone between the ages of 18 to 65 to vote. Like, you have to vote.
Oh, like you get in trouble if you don't?
Yeah, like you get fined or whatever.
Wow.
And I was thinking about it. I was like, I get it. But...
that's our freedom.
Yeah, so it's our freedom. But it's no longer our freedom. But we're also, it's like mandatory to do other things. But I guess the things that are mandatory are for the safety of others.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know how, because I'm like, yeah, we should vote.
But that's a freedom.
But that is a freedom.
So you can't make a freedom into a.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
You have to. Then it's no longer a freedom.
Yeah. But also sometimes there are people that you don't want to vote. So you're like,
well, hopefully. And the next time we vote, there's a whole bunch of people coming out this year. That next time.
Yeah. You know, but, well, this year, too, there's always something. He found another ball. My dog found another ball that with a squeaker in it. But there's always elections going on. Like, there's for governor, for Senate, for all the different things. Do we even vote for Senate? But I don't even know what we vote for. That's how terrible it is, though, in our country, that the fact that we don't have to do anything, people don't get involved and don't know anything.
In countries who can't.
Who can't, and they want to be.
Yeah.
And so it's always a toss-up. It's always just a... So I get where you're coming from, Graham, but I think because it's America, we shouldn't have to. But I do agree with you that people need to. We should. We should get out there and vote. It's important.
100%.
Anyway. So Julie says, soda and all carbonated drinks are gross. And she got some praise back. And I love carbonated drinks. Soda... water, all of it. I love it. But I know a lot of people who don't like it. And I don't think it's an unpopular opinion. I think it's a unspoken popular opinion.
I don't like carbonated waters.
I know, but she's saying anything. Soda.
Oh, anything.
In carbonation in any sort she doesn't like. And a lot of people agreed with her. And I know a lot of people who also agree with her. I don't think Matt likes carbonated drinks.
Well, I prefer iced tea.
I know you do.
But come on. What? After you have Taco Bell, you got to have that Pepsi.
But that's because we're trained to. When I eat pizza, I'm like, where's the soda? When I eat junk food, I'm like, where's the soda? Because they train you to want it so that they can sell more drinks. Because all of that nasty, unhealthy stuff is addictive.
It has
addictive qualities. I was about to say quantities in it. So you get addicted to that stuff.
You do.
And I mean, it's delicious, but I've been trained
just to sip of it. Just a sip.
Oh, no. I want it to get stuck in my throat. I took such a big sip. You know what I'm talking about? It's like it's hard to swallow, and then you can feel it in your veins. Oh, that stuff was good. Sydney says mashed potatoes are really gross. I think that's an unpopular one.
No. They're delicious.
They're delicious to me.
You can. Oh.
They're good.
They're so good.
Maybe she hasn't had the right kind, but maybe she doesn't. Okay. A lot of people have their food issues have to do with consistency.
Right.
So she might not like the mushiness.
Yeah. Like oatmeals. Snot.
I don't like oatmeal.
It's snot. Yeah, warmed up snot.
Or malto meal. Is that still a thing?
Malto.
Colleen really liked malto meal growing up, and I always thought it was gross.
Mm-hmm. Gritty.
Yes. Sarah thinks pies are disgusting.
No.
Will say I prefer a crumble over a pie.
I prefer a pie over cake.
Yes.
I'm not a cake fan.
I that's my thing. That's my unpopular opinion. Cake is way overrated.
Thank you. Thank
like,
you.
I really, have you been to a birthday party recently? No one's eating the cake.
I like making them. I love
oh,
making
yeah,
them.
Making a cake's great.
I like giving them, mm-hmm. but I don't like eating them.
Yeah, I think pie, it, crumbles are better. If you get a pie with too thick a crust, mm-hmm. that's gross. It's got to be a thin, flaky crust.
Yeah, good.
But yeah. McKenna says peanut butter is absolutely disgusting. So I think that one's unpopular. Sarah prefers rainy days over sunny days.
Mm-hmm.
I kind
of
do, too.
A lot of people have that opinion.
Yeah, I think it's just a... That's one that people just don't discuss. I'm going to say your name wrong. I always do. Lawedia thinks bacon is disgusting.
When before it's cooked, it is.
Or if it's
my
not
thing with bacon, crispy, it
when
is.
When I ate bacon, I will say it is delicious by itself and crispy.
Yes.
I don't want bacon on anything.
Except a BLT.
No, I don't even want
you
it
don't
then.
Do that?
I don't want it on my burgers. I don't want it
No,
in,
I don't either.
I don't want it on my salads.
No, no, never in salad. No.
I don't want it anywhere but by itself on the side crispy.
I agree.
It's the only time I like bacon. Colleen doesn't like bacon either. So I don't think it's an unpopular. I think it's just something people don't dare to say because the world is very passionate
very
about bacon.
Bacon oriented.
Oh my God, they're passionate about bacon. And I don't know why.
Oh, I love it alone. Just
I've got a few more. Lizzie says stepping on Legos doesn't actually hurt that much. Lizzie, I don't know what you've been stepping on, but Legos hurt.
You must have just the flat, wider ones. Maybe they have Duplos.
Yeah, maybe you're talking about Duplos because
there are some. Pointy.
I have stepped on many a Lego. Oh. Those things hurt.
They do.
Emily says dog food smells good. So that one's definitely unpopular.
That is unpopular.
And Addie says butterflies are vicious and terrifying. A lot of people agree with her.
I know. It's fluttering by.
Yeah, maybe. And they up close, they are kind of gross looking. But from I think if you're like looking at a microscope.
It's fascinating.
It is. You remember, Mr. B had like the dead ones up in that tea room?
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
you
yes.
got to look them up close? Those were terrifying.
Well, I never did.
I did. And that was terrifying.
It was hard to get up those stairs.
I know. That's a whole other story in life. So that's what I had for that. I thought those were funny. I think we should voice popular opinions because I don't think that a lot of them are unpopular. I think they're just not talked
about.
Unspoken. Like the bacon one, I really think it's just bacon lovers are so aggressive about it that non-bacon lovers have to just sit down and shut up. No! Let us stand! Let us stand and speak against the bacon. Okay. Next news topic. Apparently, pedophiles want pedophilia to be a sexuality. Have we talked about this?
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
So.
No, that's not. No.
I'm aware. Thank you. Yes. It's disgusting. No.
No.
Some people are saying they want to put it in the LGBTQ plus community. I don't think anyone's actually wanting to do that. But the people that I think maybe the few that are trying to make it so that it's a negative thing. Like people that are already against that community are like saying you have rapists and molesters in your community. No
That's
one's actually going to put them in
horrible.
That community.
No.
But pedophiles are wanting pedophilia to be a sexual orientation.
Okay, well,
so like I'm straight, I'm bi, I'm a pedophile.
No.
Don't cut that out and make that my statement. Oh my God. I just could see it happening. I obviously no one sane is going along with that, and I'm hoping it was maybe like a fluke.
Well, the LGBTY.
Don't, well, mom,
I said the wrong words.
LGBTQ plus.
I'm sorry.
I know. You don't.
There's
mean offense,
too many for me to keep up with the things. Okay. Now I forgot what I was saying because I'm going.
She loves everybody. She's just really bad with words.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
It's okay.
Oh, the joys.
They're not. No one's putting them in that community.
Good.
It's not going
to
happen.
Not even close to them.
No.
Not.
That's no. Facebook is internally testing a dating app.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everyone's got a dating app now. Matt and I talked about it. It's the easiest time in the world to get laid. My dog is destroying something. What did he just... How is he... He's pulling plastic out of a toy.
Drop it.
Not even...
Drop it.
Tell him all done. All time, buddy. All time.
Okay, there's nothing else in there.
My mom bought her dog all of these new toys, and then my dog came over and destroyed all of them. I don't know why, how you thought they would last, but they're all being destroyed.
Well, they're happily entertained while we're doing something else.
Oh, anyway, dating apps. Oh, dating apps. Matt and I were talking about it. It's the easy, we think nowadays is the easiest time to get laid, but the hardest to find a lasting partner. Just dating apps, no one's like, everyone's like, okay, so I can get laid just by like going on a date with a chick. The dating apps are really easy. But now because that's so easy, no one wants to settle down. My mom's dying. Did you choke on your Altoid?
Almost.
Oh my God. So anyway, that's all I have to say. But dating apps are really huge right now. And so Facebook is trying one out.
Interesting.
Musically,
you'd have to sign up for it. They don't just try to match you with somebody.
Okay. It's a Facebook dating app.
People.
So you probably do link your Facebook account.
Okay.
But I think there's probably matching stuff that has to do with you have to fill out something else. It's a separate part. I don't think they're just going to start randomly assigning people to people on Facebook. I don't think you're going to get assigned to someone, Mom.
Okay, good.
Musically. Okay. Is it musical.ly or Musically?
Musically.
I thought it's Musically.
They changed.
Yeah, they changed it to TikTok.
Yeah.
All I think about is Kesha.
Yes.
That's it. They morphed with some company, and so all the Musically users just got morphed without knowing it.
Right.
It's still the same basis.
It's the same thing. Yeah, just checking it out.
Because people didn't know how to say Musically. Musical.ly.
TikTok is easier to say.
TikTok. You're a clock now. You're not a muser. You're a clock. Get over it. I don't know. I just... To change your name that drastically?
Yeah. Because
now people that don't really... That barely knew about Musically are going to have no idea what you're talking about when you say TikTok. So that was a sudden movement. My last piece of news is... There's a startup company that's going to suggest clothes to guys based on that guy's Spotify playlist.
That's music, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have a playlist, and they're going to look at your playlist and be like, well, you should wear this shirt because of that playlist.
They'd have to dress me like a clown because I listen to all different kinds of music.
That's what I was saying. Also, who's like...
And what makes you think I'm... What?
Okay. It's just so many questions. Who is like, you know, we should dress people based on their music? Like, who thought that? Who was like, you know what we need? People to dress more like their music, guys. This world, there are so many problems in this world. Let's fix it.
And let's put people in categories.
Yes.
Oh,
Western? I listen,
country?
Right?
Oh, that's a country music listener.
I listen to an array of music.
So do I.
So I don't know what they think they're...
I don't know.
Do you have any...
People need things to do.
Yes. Do you have any news for today, Mom?
I don't. You didn't ask me to do any.
I know, but I had to take a sip of my water, so I was hoping you'd fill the time. All right. Well, then let's just play 20 questions, but I don't want a topic. I have a lot of fun playing 20 questions with you.
I got it. Go.
Is it something you eat?
Yes, you can.
Is it living?
No.
Well, it could.
Oh, sorry.
Are you meat? Meat is a thing that lives and is edible.
I understood the question. No, it was never alive.
Oh my God. Is it a plant?
No. Part of it.
Oh my God.
I think I chose something too hard. But to me, it's obvious.
I wish you guys could see the dogs right now.
Cinderella is dragging Blaze out the door.
How? He's 85 pounds. How did she just do that?
She's a fierce woman.
Okay, so it's not alive.
No.
Part of it is a plant. What? And maybe you can eat it? You're the worst.
No.
Yes. That's
you can eat it. Definite.
You can definitely can eat it.
Oh, yes. 100% you can eat it.
You want to give me
part
more?
Of it came from a plant.
Part of it came from a plant. So.
Well, most everything we eat comes from something.
Is it? Do people normally eat it?
Some.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
That's all you can do with it.
Oh, okay. So you're supposed to eat it.
Yes.
And some of it comes from a plant.
I guess.
What the world? What in the world? Oh my God. Do you cook it?
No.
Do you bake it?
No.
Okay, so it's raw. What in the world? I'm so confused.
You buy it like in the steam.
No, shush. So you buy it. Oh, man. Okay, part of it comes from a plant, because everything comes from a plant, and you eat it. What in the world? Is it a gum?
No.
Is it... You buy it at the grocery store?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, jeez. I'm at 9 questions.
I think you're at 102 questions.
That is false. Not you can't count them when you just willingly give up information.
Like... You can buy it at mostly all stores, okay. Not just grocery stores.
Okay, so is it a breath mint?
Yes.
Is it an Altoid?
Yes! Just busted everybody's eardrum. Sorry.
You are the worst.
I was sitting here chewing on it.
You're always chewing on your Altoids. That's not a clue. That's just being.
That was hard for not having a topic,
I know.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. I haven't even thought of one. Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Was it the piano?
No.
Was it your drink?
No.
Okay.
I got you.
Did you look at it in right before you thought of it?
No.
Oh. Is it living?
No.
Is it a type of vehicle?
No.
Is it a machine?
No.
I have to write down everything you said.
I know, that's
forgotten.
The hardest part about this game is remembering.
So it's not alive, which means it was never dead.
Well, correct. It was never dead if it was never alive. That's a true statement.
Do I own one of these?
Yes.
And it's not a machine.
Correct.
Is it in this living room?
No. Stop looking at the piano. I was throwing you off on purpose.
Is it a fence?
No, it's not a fence.
Guess I don't own that fence. I rent it.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so I own one.
You own one.
Is it in this house?
Yes.
Does it make our life easier?
Yeah. Well, it better.
Is it air?
No, you don't own air. Okay. You don't own air, Mom.
Okay.
All right.
Is it in this living room?
No.
Is it in my bedroom?
Yes.
That's a bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
You, that, I think we can
see, that's hard because you can be very, like, it, like the Altoids. It does come from a plant, but you wouldn't think of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I understand. And if it doesn't make our life easier, yeah, it makes you sleep easier, but more better is the better term for
right.
that. So, like, it could, yeah, I could say yes or no either way, depending on what your definition of easier.
Right. How intricate do you want to get with the details?
My dog is destroying another toy. He can have that
it's
one.
It's okay.
All right, so on to the questions. Jansen says, opinion on JoJo Siwa's tallness. So recently people Googled JoJo's height and they realized she's 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
She's only an inch shorter than me. So I don't know how people didn't figure out that she was tall. Everyone thinks she's super short. Then everyone started freaking out that she's taller than Katy Perry, who seems really tall, but actually she's kind of short average.
Mm-hmm.
So opinions on it. She's tall and I've known this because I see her in person.
Yes.
She'll pass me up. I think she'll definitely pass me. I think she'll get to 6 foot. Because she's only 15.
Yeah.
She has the business mind of a 30-year-old woman.
She does.
But she's growing.
Yep.
She's tall. She didn't even know that she was, people were freaking out on Twitter. I told her about it and she laughed. I don't know. She's tall. That's all I have to say.
Yep.
I mean, when she was on Dance Moms, she was shorter. That's because she was younger.
She's a little kid.
Yeah. People always don't realize, I guess when you see people on screen, you don't realize how... what
right.
their height is. Everyone always says, wow, you're really tall when they meet me, and I don't know what to say to that. Thank you.
Yes, I did it. But see, I don't consider you real tall.
Oh, I'm really tall.
I just consider you tall.
I'm really tall. As for a woman, I'm really tall.
Okay.
If I was above 6 foot, then I'd be like really tall.
See, that's what I mean.
But like 5'8" tall. 5'10" really tall.
Okay.
6 and above, really tall. For guys, 5'10" is short.
Well,
Actually, it's average.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I figured that.
Everyone's like 6 foot's average. Nah,
no, it's
5'10". 5'10's average.
Yeah.
Some shorties out there. But they're not short. They're average.
Yeah.
Savannah gave me a riddle.
Okay.
And I had to look up the answer because I'm a butthead and I can't stand not knowing the answer.
Oh.
So I'm going to see if you get it.
Oh, great.
What occurs once in a year, twice in a week, and never in a day?
Okay, do one more time.
What occurs once in a year?
Once in a year.
Twice in a week, and never in a day.
Oh, I don't know.
The letter E.
Oh,
I know.
It was
I hate those so much. I got so mad at it when I looked it up. I was like, no, because you're thinking about it. You're like, okay, the sun's rotating the earth, or the earth's rotating the sun. I went to school. I know things. And you're just like trying to think. You're like, okay, the Tuesday, Sunday. It's the freaking letters.
They said they all have an E?
No.
Tuesday.
No, I'm just making up things now.
Oh.
I was going through my brain process. It occurs once in a year, twice in a week, and never in a day.
Okay.
It's the letter E.
And never in a day? The word day.
No. Yes, and it never occurs in day.
Yeah.
So the E does not exist
right.
In the word day.
Trying to see if they were tricking me even further.
No. That was the extent of their trickiness. Spread Happiness asks, are you guys superstitious? I think we've talked about this before. I like to say that I'm not, but I am, but I also know that I'm not. Like, for me, it's fun. Like, when I'm watching a sports game and they do well when I'm sitting and do bad when I'm standing, I know it's not actually affecting the game, but I like to... I like to be a part of it and act like it is.
Yeah.
So, like, Dad, my last baseball season, every time we went to a baseball game, the Dodgers did great. And then, but this year we went and the Dodgers sucked. And we're like, no, now we can't go to any games. Now we can't do it. So, I mean, we know us going or not going changes anything, but it's just kind of fun to, you feel like you're a part of it.
Yeah.
So, are you superstitious?
No, I don't believe so.
All right.
I don't think so. Nope. No.
Yeah.
No.
The only thing I do is sports that would be superstitious about, but I don't. I know it's not actually affecting it. But why not? You know, what if it's more the energy you give out?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm willing my team to win, basically. Emma says, are you guys interested in learning another language? I am, but
yes.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It takes a long time.
I don't think our brains work that way. My sister and my brother, I've talked about it with them, and our brains just don't pick up other languages. Some people can, like, just live in a country for a year and then become fluent in that language.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. If you were immersed in it, that, like, you had nothing but their language.
There are people that watch soap operas, Spanish soap operas, and then can speak Spanish. I've tried.
Really?
And there are some people's brains work differently. Everyone's brains work. Some people are really good at math. Some people are really good at English. Some people are really good at science. Some are history, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Everyone's brains work differently. I'm sure if I worked super hard, I could learn another language, but I don't want to work super hard. There are some people that just kind of like just figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of brain I'm jealous of. Those people that know so many different languages, but I just can't.
And English is the hardest one to learn. But do you remember when you were little, I had the Spanish word for like cupboard or refrigerator or door
Guess
on the
what?
Walls?
I don't know any of those words in Spanish.
Nope. I don't remember them either.
I know,
I'm the one who made them.
I know like the basics just because we live in a place that
What's your name? How old are you?
Yeah.
I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big one. Yeah, we live... Southern California has a lot of Mexican culture in it. So I picked up a few words, but I've always been so mad at myself that I can't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
It would come in handy so much.
And we just had Old Spanish Days, actually, this past weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, we suck.
We do.
I heard if you're engulfed in it as a kid, it's easier.
Well, kids pick up things really quick.
Yeah. Well, their brains are growing,
sponges.
And developing. Yeah.
They're sponges.
We're at the age now where our brains are done.
Dried up.
We're like, nah, we're good. We're full. Now we're just drying out and dying.
Yep.
Have fun. Joey says, "What's on Gwen's tray? We haven't been updated recently." Well, that's because, there is a Band-Aid. I was going to be like, because it hasn't been anything interesting, and she's calmed down, but they're her glasses, her iced tea, her phone, her Altoids, and a Band-Aid. A used Band-Aid.
It was bothering my foot, so I took it off.
Why do you have a Band-Aid on your foot?
Because I got an owie.
Oh, okay. That
you
makes sense.
You always clean and Neosporin and Band-Aid your owies.
All right. Okay. Katie says, what do you recommend to me on Netflix? So I'm just going to say the last four things I've been watching on Netflix.
Okay.
Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Orange is the New Black.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I was on a live stream and I was like, I need shows. People were like, watch Orange is the New Black. Yeah. I was like, no, I didn't. It's too depressing. But then I turned it on.
Is it good? Is this season
It's good. Good. It's good. Nice. But it's so hard to fall asleep to, though, because I've liked to fall asleep to somebody happy. Mm-hmm. And that's why I watch TV is when I'm about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I have been staying up later because it's been harder to fall asleep.
Yeah.
But it's a good show. I can't deny that it's a good show. Seinfeld is always something I have on in the background. And then I just finished watching Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nice.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. What do you watch on Netflix?
I think the last thing I watched was documentary Colleen suggested I watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of docs on Netflix. Like, if you guys like that stuff.
I do.
I don't. I get, they're pretty, docs are always super biased.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so it's hard. I have to watch it with trying to have a neutral brain.
It's someone's opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like when I watched What the Health, I could see all of the, like, huge like extreme biases in it. I still agreed with a lot of it, but it was like, okay, just calm down a little. You're trying to make everyone go vegan, but you're going on a little thick.
Yeah.
So that's my problem with docs is I have to like
try
and take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
JC asks, how do you sleep? Door open or closed?
Door open if no one's here. Door closed if we have guests.
I always have door closed, but that's mainly because my dog.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I like to know what's going on in the other parts of my house.
I can't see my door. I think that's a big thing is it's through a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't see my door. I think if I saw my door, I'd have more of a preference.
Probably. Because my house is so small. Yeah.
Socks or no socks?
No, no.
I used to be strictly no socks.
To bed?
To bed.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
But I moved to a place with laminate flooring, which is like hardwood.
Oh.
And it's cold.
Yes.
And then when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're cold and...
Tiptoe.
Yeah, but also my dog gets the floor super dirty, so I don't want to like step on crumbs and stuff. Okay. Like, we sweep and vacuum in Roomba constantly, but he's a menace. So if it's hot out, no socks. If it's cold, socks.
But your feet are going to get dirty.
I know, but sometimes I have to risk it.
Just put a little pair of slippers by your bed. And just
I have so many pairs of slippers, so many robes, and I always forget to use them.
Same.
Like, what is it? I have so many robes, so many things where you're like, this is a good idea. And then I never use it.
Yeah, same.
I think Colleen is the only person I see walking around in robes.
Yeah.
Because she's just a little extra sometimes.
It's cozy.
It is cozy. All right, fan or no fan? Like a fan blowing in your face.
Yes, the fan's blowing right now.
No fan, but AC instead.
Well, I wish I had AC.
Yeah, there
I would
go.
Do AC.
And then the last one, pajama pants or shorts? My mom sleeps with no pants.
I sleep with panties.
She has panties.
Gown and short. It has to be short.
Uh-huh.
That covers things.
Uh-huh.
So, and I do that so my legs don't get wrapped up in fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. For me, it depends on the weather. I like it. I do like it. Yeah, in the winter, it's sweatpants.
Oh, I cannot sleep with things on my legs.
I love it.
Can't.
I get so cold. We only have one like thin comforter. It's because Matt gets super, super hot when he sleeps, and I stay neutral. So if we have a thin comforter, I can pile up clothes on my body, and then he's fine.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for someone that overheats versus doesn't.
Yes.
Obviously, I can just put on more clothes if I'm cold.
Well, you can put a twin blanket on your side and then put your big blanket on top.
Sometimes in the winter sometimes I use Blaze.
Yeah, that's true.
That one he'll make you hot. Amara says favorite show as a child. What was yours, Mom? Did you watch TV as a child? Did you have a TV as a child?
Thank you. Yes, you're it was
welcome.
Invented.
Well, no, I didn't say it wasn't invented. I was just saying, did you own one? Because they were super expensive back then.
My parents got one.
All right. What was your favorite show?
Gosh, I only got to watch certain things, so I would have to say Gilligan's Island because we all sat around and watched it.
All right, that's a known show.
Gilligan's Island.
That's fun.
And the Brady Bunch. Sometimes I was allowed to watch that, but that was,
I watched a lot of TV as a child, which I don't regret. I think I turned out fine. And I watched, obviously, I loved the normal kid shows, like that was on Nickelodeon and Disney. But there were a few that I realized when I read this question. I watched very adult shows as a very small child. And these were some of my favorites of those adult shows that I probably shouldn't have been watching, but I turned out fine. ER.
Was it because you... Oh, ER. Yeah.
Because blood, gruesome, adult content.
Because you wouldn't go to bed, and that's what I was watching.
Yep. I watched ER, I think, which is why I don't have a fear of blood.
Good.
Like, in accidents and stuff, I don't care if you're bloody. If you need help, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Tim the Toolman Taylor, which was more of a family show, funny. But more of an adult family show. Will and Grace. That was my first exposure.
I'm surprised you got to see that.
I didn't. I had a TV in my bedroom.
Well, that's right.
And I was interested because it wasn't like we were there. It was just in that no one ever talked about.
No, uh-uh.
That the LGBTQ plus community, especially when I was a kid, that right. just was never. You taught me what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like we didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And so I was curious. Yeah. And so I watched it and I was like, well this
we
is just a
funny
show.
We did know people, but we didn't know that we knew.
Yeah, that was the thing. See? No one was like open.
Right.
So. I watched Will and Grace, and I learned a lot, and
that's
that was
show.
One of my first exposures to the gay culture, and I liked it. another one was Friends. I watched Friends at a very young age.
Did you?
Yes. Dad didn't want me to, because he's like, they're all just having sex with each other. I'm like, no, one of them's brother and sister. so yeah, a lot of adult content in that. And then the last one is Law and Order SVU.
Yes.
That one was...
Yes.
That one was way too adult for me.
Yes, it was.
My little 8-year-old self.
Yes.
That was too much, but I watched it anyway. Yeah, SVU and ER were definitely the most adult content ones.
Well, SVU, definitely.
I don't know why. I liked...
Because it was in your room and I didn't know.
Yeah, you guys bought me a TV, but also you would watch it. And I'd just come in and I'd sit down. And then you're like, well, you're not going to change the TV. It was like, I was the youngest kid.
Well, I figure if you have questions, you'll ask me.
I did. Yeah. I asked you and I learned a bunch. And then now
I
have the knowledge.
Your poor little tender
heart.
What?
They didn't
taught you when you're older.
Made me want to become a cop.
Yeah.
See, these shows just, they prepared me for life. ER made me have a lack of fear of blood. Tim the Toolman Taylor taught me about tools, which I love. Will and Grace taught me about the gay culture before it was... prominently in my life, so I knew that it wasn't like a bad thing and it was fine. Friends taught me that friends have sex with each other and it turns out bad if you all just have sex with each other. And Law and Order made me want to be a cop. So the moral of the story, let your kids watch what they want.
Well, I don't want to be on a deserted island, so
there. Well, but now you know how to act if you are on one.
Oh gosh, pick the character.
All right. The last question, Miriam, yeah, says, talk about how diverse you think the fandom is. I will, from a analytics standpoint, I can tell you that the majority of my viewers are women or girls, ages 18 to 24, and they're mainly from America, then Europe, then Canada, then Australia. So. For me, that's what I see, what I think. But then when I go on Twitter, I do see diversity in the actual like fandom, right. And not just like who's actually watching my videos, but who's interacting and being part of it. I see so many different cultures, races, sexual orientations, religions, and I love it because, as I said, as a kid, the only exposure I had to like LGBTQ plus was Will and Grace.
Right,
that was it. But now with the internet and Twitter and the fandom, everyone. Asks each other questions in a very very just educational way. And I see so many people just educating each other in a not angry way. And I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So even if we don't have that much diversity, the parts that we do have are teaching each other. Yeah. And I think it's great because like my whole family and I, we all want a positive, happy, loving community.
Yeah.
And we don't really have to do that much to obtain that because y'all are so great. But I just love seeing the diversity because when I was a kid, I didn't have that. You only saw from other cultures and stuff what you saw in the news.
Yeah.
Or maybe you had one friend at school, but I think it's great. I see so many people learning and I'm learning. I see stuff and I think it's great and I support it. So we should all teach each other things.
So does that mean we're going to bring back teaching Sundays?
I'm going to punch you. I'm going to punch you in your little face.
Oh, well, mom can hope.
Mom, I don't know what you want me to teach you.
It was just fun. I just enjoyed them.
I'm out. All right. I'm out of this podcast, too.
All righty.
You have anything to add?
I don't.
Chicken update. They're getting big.
I think one's a rooster. Oh, no. That means I can't keep him.
Because you have grilled chickens?
No. Are you kidding? If I lived on a farm, I would definitely have boy roosters and chickens.
Is it just because they're loud?
Yeah. And where we live, you can't have roosters.
Yeah, you don't live
in a farm.
The
neighbors would not like us.
Exactly. All right. But that's it for today. I love you guys so much. And Ma, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.